IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with emergency signals. Did you know that SOS did not originally mean save our souls or save our ships? The letters S, O, and S were chosen as an emergency call because they were easy to tap out in Morse code and easy to interpret. S is just three dots. O is three dashes. And S again is three dots. So the Morse code sounds like this. It goes dit, 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 da, 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 dit, dit, dit. And the German government made SOS the standard emergency call in 1905. And then a year later, it was approved internationally. Now, of course, we don't just rely on Morse codes. We have far more sophisticated ways for asking for help to declare an emergency when a ship is at sea. Now, a bonus fun fact is that many a times false alarms ring out across the seas because the emergency button was pressed by mistake. And this was told to me by a captain friend, so it's under good authority that this happens. Now, what is interesting is that it is compulsory for a ship to go and aid another ship that declares an emergency. This is the ship's duty and it's an integral part of maritime law. If a ship declares an emergency, you have to go and help its crew. In the same way, we need to make it compulsory to rush to the aid of ourselves when it is a clear declaration of emergency. Now, let me explain. There are so many times when our body is asking for a break, when our body is declaring an emergency, when our mind is saying, save our souls. However, we ignore it. We ignore these emergency signals, these SOS signals that our body and our mind are giving out. And I've seen this happening so often. And recently, it's happened to so many of my friends. So I decided to do an entire episode on it today. You see, the body and the mind send out SOS signals in different ways. It can be as a sense of chronic fatigue. It can be feeling tired all the time. It can be feeling sleepy all the time. It can come in the form of backaches or stomach not working properly, the digestive issues. It can come in the form of rashes on your skin. Mentally, it can come in the form of brain fog, where you find it just hard to focus or think clearly. It can come in the form of depression or sadness. It can come in the form of uncontrollable emotions that feel just random. You don't know why you have them. All these are signs that you need to rest and do the things that help your body and your mind recover. Instead, we look for a quick fix. We say, Doc, give me that painkiller. I have to go to work. I just need to be sleeping for the short bit and then I'll be fine. We say these things. We need to learn to listen to our bodies. Now, I remember hearing this phrase, listen to our bodies, years ago, and I had no idea what it meant. How do you listen to your body? And since then, I have formed a habit of doing a check-in with my body every alternate day. And I suggest you start practicing the same. So here's what you have to do. Sit in a quiet place without distractions or your phone. Then close your eyes and talk to your body. Ask your body, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And when you do this, the strangest thing takes place. Your attention will go to the parts of your body that are not feeling fine. A shoulder pain, a back pain, a rash that you have, a heaviness in your stomach. Next, ask your body, how can I help? What do you need me to do? And your body will reply. It will ask you to rest more or treat it kindly. It will tell you exactly what you need to do for it. What I find interesting is that once you get into the habit and or become a good listener of your body, you no longer need to sit down and do this entire formal process of closing your eyes and asking your body, because your body is automatically going to start telling you and you will instinctively know what to do. I see this a lot in all my yoga practicing friends. So your super simple habit starts by sitting down and asking your body, how is it feeling and what it needs? then listen to the answer and act on it. If it says, we need to slow down and eat good quality food, don't go eat at a buffet. Or if it asks for sleep, give your body the sleep it needs. There is an insane amount of wisdom in our bodies, and we just need to learn how to listen to it and help it when it asks for help. Now, if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am at ashdindoc on Twitter and Instagram. You can also go to my website, awesome180.com. Now, I have just published my first book. It is called Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Please do check it out on Amazon and wherever else you get your books.